On the eve of this year's budget release, we're finding out more details of the government's economic plans for the country. Millions of dollars have been allocated for roads and rail over the next decade, and low to middle income earners can expect a modest tax cut. Matt Thistlethwaite is the Shadow Assistant Minister for Treasury. I caught up with him earlier to find out what he's expecting from this year's budget.
The government is, of course, trying to push through these corporate tax cuts. They want to give the big banks, big mining companies a tax cut. But at the same time, we've got many Australians, families, workers struggling to make ends meet, feeling cost of living pressure that have been left behind and ignored by this government. We're expecting the government to, whilst they said they'll offer modest tax cuts for low to middle income workers, they're also planning these big tax cuts for corporations. And that really says it all about this government. They're out of touch. They're ignoring battling Australians, the ones that do need a bit of support from the government at this time, and providing tax relief for the big end of town. On that basis, they've got their philosophy all wrong.
Like you said, the budget has allowed for the government to put through this corporate tax cuts, despite the fact that they're still being stalled in the Senate. Do you think that it's likely that they'll get it up?
Well, if you look at the evidence that's come out of the Banking Royal Commission and poor behaviour of the banks over the last decade, it's no wonder that many Australians are seething with the Turnbull government and the prospect of the big banks getting what's close to a $13 billion tax cut. The value of this tax cut to the Australian economy over the next decade is $65 billion. Now, Labor's view is that that money should be kept in the budget and invested in better schools, and we're proposing to spend more on needs-based funding for schools, in universities, in TAFE colleges, and importantly, in our healthcare system, maintaining Medicare, investing in hospitals, and building the infrastructure that Australians need to improve their living standards. That's the focus of what a good budget should be on, rather than providing corporate tax relief for the big end of town.
So, like you mentioned, the government has promised tax cuts for middle to low income earners, but we're not sure exactly what that will look like as yet. So why now do you think that they've decided to make those cuts?
Well, there's an election planned for the next 12 months, and they're obviously trying to sweeten up the electorate before that. But we'll have to wait and see what they plan tomorrow. Labor will be in a position to look at what the government's offered in terms of personal tax cuts and hopefully make sure that we can do better by ensuring that the focus of the tax cuts is really on low to middle income families and workers and pensioners and the like. They're the ones that really have been struggling to make ends meet in Australia over the last decade, and they deserve some support from the government.
How does what we know so far about the government's budget differ to Labor's budget plans?
Well, they're proposing this arbitrary cap for tax to GDP of 23.9%. We've seen in the past that these sort of things don't work, and we actually believe that it's a tactic to try and divert attention from the unpopularity of this corporate tax cut. So they're coming up with these arbitrary and completely meaningless accounting tricks, really, political accounting tricks to try and divert attention away from their corporate tax cut. And Labor's not buying it. These sort of things don't work, and they're completely meaningless.
So do you think there are likely to be any surprises coming out of this year's budget?
Well, most of it's probably been announced already through leaks to the media, and that's the tactic of this government over recent years, to basically leak most of it to the media. They had another announcement today. Look, we don't expect there's going to be too much more. Really, the key issue will be the value of any personal income tax cuts that are proposed by the government. That will be the key talking point, I'd say, on Wednesday.
Shadow Assistant Minister for Treasury Matt Thistlethwaite. The Wire will continue its budget coverage tomorrow, with members of The Wire team heading into the media lockup in Canberra.